Hello again. My name is Cameron Day. This recording is coming to you via ascensionhelp.com. Before we get into the ego minimizer, I want to make sure that you've done the cosmic flush and the energy refund processes. If for some reason you've jumped straight to this video or this audio or this webpage, before doing the cosmic flush and the energy refund, please, please start with the cosmic flush, or none of this is going to make very much sense. All right, now, from this state of being in the cosmic flush, feeling that infinite energy flowing through your entire being, through your crown, down your spine, into the earth, coming back up your spine, moving front to back, left to right, every direction, your body, your subtle energy fields, your various levels of your mind are all being bombarded with a beautiful, loving energy of the cosmos. You've had your God self send back any and all harmful, unloving projections back to the God of the sender, and you've reclaimed your harmful, unloving projections as well. But of course, as you engage those processes, your ego mind is stepping in, trying to analyze, trying to discredit what you're doing, saying it's all make-believe, it's la-la land, fantasy type stuff. That's your ego. That's what it's been doing for most of your life and for most of everybody's lives on this planet throughout human history. So don't feel bad that your ego is distracting you. We're going to diminish it so that you're not feeling like you're fighting or struggling against this ego part of yourself, but rather putting it into perspective so that it can be your helpful assistant as you go through the process of clearing out your own limitations. I do recommend Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth for a very in-depth analysis of the ego. It's extremely empowering for your evolution as well. As I said before, we're not struggling against, we're not fighting against the ego, we're simply taming the ego so that it can be your servant instead of your master. The real problem, so to speak, that the ego is presented in our lives is that its original role was to serve as a GPS navigation unit, kind of like what's in cars. Tell you how to get from point A to point B, how to remember where landmarks are, that type of thing. And an ideal balance of the ego mind in your overall sphere of consciousness, it should be doing about 10% of the thinking, helping you navigate the world without bumping into objects, reminding you of birthdays, reminding you of important upcoming events, helps you to communicate ideas effectively. So it can be very beneficial. Where it has become our detriment is that imagine your GPS in your nice shiny new car. One day, started talking to you, started telling you good things about yourself, things you liked hearing. So you said, tell me more. But over time, the GPS decided it should just talk all the time. And it'll bring up painful memories from the past, bring up worry and anxiety about the future, tell you that you need to engage in image management so that other people will like and respect you, and basically do everything that it can to distract you from the present moment Because in this moment, right here and now, the ego has no hold over you. It can only control you through the past or through the future, dredging up old memories or worrying about what may come. But in this moment of right now, Eckhart Tolle calls it the power of now. Your ego has no hold over you. Your past has no hold on your consciousness. Until the ego chimes in and says, oh yes it does, because this happened to you as a child, and this happened to you as a teenager, and these people did these things to you, and therefore this is who you are. But the reality is that nothing that's happened to you in your life is who you are. It's simply the story that you've chosen to identify with. So I'd like you to just keep in mind the metaphor of the ego as your GPS or your office assistant. Something helpful, but a small, helpful part of your mind. Just keep remembering that's what it should be, small and helpful. Now that we've talked and talked about the ego, let's get to the process of minimizing it. So just remember and re-engage your connection to your God self, to the galaxy being, to the galactic core. Engage the cosmic flush and ask your God to return any harmful, unloving energies that have been projected into your energy field back to the God of the sender. And now simply stay focused in the present moment. Feel the flow of the cosmic flush energy moving through you. Now, probably in that space, your ego engaged a thought process. Maybe something from your past, maybe a judgment about somebody else, a judgment about yourself, a judgment about me or this process, some sort of worry about your future, all kinds of things that ego can have popped up to distract you. So, now you know, that's your ego. As soon as you realize your ego has taken over your thought process, simply say to it, thank you, ego, for showing me this issue. Now, please have a seat and be quiet. And then return your awareness to the present moment and the energy of the cosmic flush. Go ahead and do that now. Now, a good, helpful visualization to minimize the ego is just like you're minimizing a program on your computer. So you press that little button and it zooms down bottom left corner. Still there, waiting to pop up in case it needs to tell you something important. So whenever you minimize it, say thank you for showing me this issue. Now please have a seat and be quiet. And then you minimize it. Boom, pops down bottom left corner of your screen. Turn yourself to the present moment. And that's it, as far as the minimizing goes. It's a very simple, deceptively simple technique that your ego will say can't possibly work, but it does work, and it ties in very specifically to the next process that we'll be engaging in, which is reclaiming your energy from your own limitations. So let's go there now.